They've all trained this week. They're not all in contention, though. They probably need a bit more work. Shamak, for sure.
Sorry, Shamak.
We'll need some more work.
Okay. With regards to your season overall, do you still think that top 10 is a realistic target for you guys?
I think we probably shot ourselves in the foot in those two home games with the run-in that we had. We always knew that a run-in was tough from this point forward, and we wanted to get the job done, and we've done that, which is great. But we've done a lot better than that and give ourselves a chance at the top 10. But the last two home defeats have knocked us back a bit, and we need to respond to that. We need to respond for ourselves and for the Premier League, because we want to keep the title race open if we can.
Why do you think the last few defeats have come about? Is it a case of, say...
Two.
The last two.
Why
do you think they've come about?
Well, the West Brom game, we was close. We can only do the process. That's all we can do. Concentrate on the process and the results will come. Our process against West Brom was very good, actually. But you don't always win when you play well. On Saturday was by far the worst performance under me at this football club. It wasn't at the races. Hull, and I'm not going to take anything away from them because they were terrific. But we was not right. And we know that. We've talked about that this week. And we have worked really hard to put that right.
Chelsea next, what have you made of their form and the comments? I suppose they've been playing boring football. Does it matter how you play to win?
Chelsea, you've lost two games in the season. One to Spurs, one to Newcastle. That's an outstanding record at any level. And particularly at the English Premier League this year, where the quality has been right through the division. No team really has dropped away. So the competition has been very, very hot. And for all of that, they've won. And they can't do no more than that. And it wasn't so long ago that they put in some real champagne performances. Of late, of course, they're concentrating on getting the job done.
Can you still upset the title race?
Sorry,
Day for Chelsea, can you upset the title race?
Say that again, sorry?
Can you upset the title race now? What's the chance?
No, I don't think we can upset the title race, because I think Chelsea, in the terms of the quality of team they have, the structure that they have in place, the manager that they have in place, they'll win the league. But we don't want them to win it on Sunday, of course, because, you know, for us it's an important game. We've played very well against the top side since I've been here, and we want to continue that. So really and truly, we can only focus on our performance. But you know, as a professional manager, looking at the points total they need, they're all going to win the league.
Bolasie, there's likely to be a lot of interest in him. Is anyone coming for Yannick, and what's the latest on you guys doing a deal to keep him?
No one's coming for Yannick. He was disappointing last weekend, and he needs to hope that he gets selected this week.
What's your comment? Can you understand in the heat at the moment of a game how that can happen?
Well, of course, all managers are in pressurised situation after football matches, and you can get irritated, and your strike level in terms of having being upset is going to be low. And the circumstances were difficult for the manager. I think he's apologised, and I think that's probably about right.
Last season, when Chelsea went to Anfield, Jose Mourinho said to his players, they want us to be the clowns here at their circus, because obviously they were on the brink of securing the title. Is there a similar sort of inspiration for you, you know, extra motivation to go there to sort of keep their party on ice?
I guess, yeah, there is of course that part. I think this is a game that I know Stamford Bridge well. If there's a team that I know well, it would be Chelsea. I've studied them. I know how they play. We did a really good job at Newcastle in beating them. We have a great away record at the moment. So we're going there with some decent stats ourselves. And we got to try and produce a performance that doesn't get carried away in the emotion of the day. And Jose will be hoping the same. His process of how he wins and the process of how I win are very different. They will dominate the possession. They will dominate the two-thirds of the pitch that we have to defend. But we carry a threat, and we've carried a threat all year in terms of on the break and with the players that we have. That's why our away record is so good. So it's an interesting game tactically, I think.
Does the fact that you've engineered a victory over them already this season when you're with Newcastle give you added belief and confidence you can go there and get a result?
Only in so much that we had a good game plan and we deserved to win on that day. And I remember Jose being upset that we wasted time. And I think if they're 2-1 up with about 5 minutes to go, I'll expect them to waste time. That's how it is. Listen, it's a great day for us to be involved in it. In a way, it's a good game for us. We're coming off a disappointing performance. We're going to the team who need to win to be champions. It's going to be a great atmosphere, which it is at Stamford Bridge in these occasions. And if they beat us, we'll accept it because I'm pretty sure we're going to be at the races. And if that's the case, they're going to have to earn it.
Just playing devil's advocate, people look at the results and where Palace are on the table and say, had they taken their foot off the gas because they're safe? But I'm guessing you would refute that.
I think this group last weekend was below their standards. I didn't even need to tell them. They told me. They knew. But it's very difficult to get those motivation levels at the same as teams who are fighting for relegation, fighting for championships. It just is. And we have to kind of mirror our of what we do to the level that to get to those levels, whatever it takes. And we didn't reach them last week for whatever reason. We didn't reach those motivational levels that we're normally at. I need to counter that by saying this is one terrific group of players. They really are, and I know what they're like, and they'll respond.
I was just going to say that given their frank admission to you afterwards, I assume you've had a good reaction from them in training this week to that disappointing.
Yeah, on Tuesday we stopped all ball work and did some running. I thought they enjoyed it. They said they enjoyed it. They probably didn't, but they did the work. And you know, sometimes when you go through seasons as a manager, you have to. It's no good addressing a problem if you haven't got a solution. So our solution this week has been work hard. Work hard on our levels, work hard on our technical work from Tuesday onwards, and to work on our team shape. And we enter the game then, hopefully, in a better frame of mind than we left it last Saturday, because I wasn't pleased and nor were they.
Alan, first time Jose Mourinho was around, he was quite effective again after the first season. Have you noticed much change in his styles, in the way he sets the team up this time around to what he did in those days?
Jose always sets the team up with the strengths he has in the squad, and he maximises the individuals that he has in a team shape that he thinks work. And this team is different to the one that has won it before, and you know, he has this great ability to take teams to another level. The Champions League win with Porto, the Champions League win with Inter Milan were special in any way you look at it. And only losing two games this season, if they can do that to the end of the year, will be a hell of achievement. I'm not sure how many times that's done. Obviously Arsenal, but not many times that many defeats. So I'm sure he'll be having one eye on that. That's the sort of records he likes to set, and the goals he sets himself and the players. And that's why it's very difficult to replicate the pressure that they're under at a club like this. And that's what I'm trying to do to these players, to understand that every week is a massive challenge, and you have to play above yourselves. We do, for sure.
Going into the game on Sunday, there'll be a tremendous atmosphere and expectation from the Chelsea fans. How do you sort of tell your players just to sort of calm down, not get involved with it, try and put it behind?
Yeah, I think it's difficult for Chelsea in so much that first goal will be important, I think. You know, it's like when you play a game of tennis, you know, whatever level you play, that last game, that last couple of games to win the final set is always difficult. You can always come unstuck. So they're in a similar boat to us. What I do hope is we handle the ball well, because if you keep turning over possession, they're going to find a way. They have such imagination, such great individual flair players, a Hazard, a Fabregas, a Costa maybe, if he's fit, to unlock you. So we have to really, really concentrate on our possession.
Warren. Alan, you spoke earlier about being in the top 10 and how you shot yourself in the foot. Bearing in mind where this club were when you came, is that an idea of just... what a great second half of the season you've had.
I just think it's like anything. You know, last 2 weeks ago, everyone was talking about us finishing top 10. I think everyone was commenting on how well we played. And it just goes to show you, the Premier League, that, you know, it can come unstuck very, very quickly. And so for me, part of my job is to make sure that we rejig quickly. And get ourselves back in the groove, because once you start falling away off the pace in this division, you can fall away very, very quickly, and we don't want to do that. We've had an unbelievable spell here, and we want that to continue to the end of the year. So it's something we've really got our eye on.
And you mentioned motivation earlier as well. Perhaps you have to generate or sort of manufacture your own motivation, bear in mind where you are in the league. 45 points last season, run 42 at the moment. Is that another motivating factor to beat that?
Yeah, of course, all those things have got to inspire you. You've got to try and drive on. When you haven't got an ultimate goal, a prize at the end of the season, which we haven't got a cup or a chance for Europe, it really is about them personal goals and trying to, as you say, manufacture a kind of a level that can get your best performance. And we're paid as professionals, and it's easy to sort of point the finger sometimes and say, well, you're professional, should be able to do that week in, week out, no problem, that's what you're paid to do. It's still that extra 5% of staying in the division, winning something. So I'm setting this team goals, I reset them all the time. We have different goals for Chelsea. But trust me when I say that we're trying to get 3 points. That will be our ultimate goal when we open that account at 1:30, I think it is, on Sunday.
Live on Talk Sport.
Exactly. One of my favourite shows.
Another game that was live on Talk Sport was Leicester versus Chelsea in the week. I'm wondering how much of that game you saw, and Leicester's effort and their performance in the first half. Is that sort of blueprint for Sunday?
No, because we can't do that at Stamford Bridge. I've seen a lot of games at Stamford Bridge. They dominate possession. You cannot really force too much emphasis on them. But they can be hurt. And what we're going to try and do is get a victory at Stamford Bridge in the league that no one else has done. That's what we have to achieve. So we have to find a way. Now, when we won at Newcastle when I was manager, we found a way, and it's about trying to do that.
How old do you know Jose Mourinho? Arsene Wenger this morning has come out and said he lacks respect for other managers. What do you make of that?
I'm not going to comment on that, because, you know, in all honesty, I think we all respect each other, and it can all get lost in the wash a little bit. You know, I have great respect for him, and I know he does for me, so... You know, we enter that as just a couple of personalities on the sideline. He doesn't kick a ball, nor do I. But, you know, we have a big part in terms of how our teams play. And that's our role. And that's what I'll stick to. And I'm sure that's what he'll stick to. And I hope after the game, we have a glass of wine and he's not jumping around too much.
Yeah, hi. We're sort of a little concerned about Bredon. His contract is expiring this summer. Do you think he will be with you in the next season?
Well, this is a guy who's only played a couple of games for me since I've been here. I know his career at Fulham. What I can tell you as a character is he is a phenomenon to me. I love him. I think he's a player that you can't help but admire. His professionalism is there every day I go walk out on that training ground. I want him to stay here. And I make that very clear. And hopefully he does too. By being having a game plan that gives us a chance of winning the game and being able to stick to it. We had a good game plan last week, I thought, but we couldn't get it to work. Sometimes you have a game plan, you have a vision, you have an image of how the game is going to unfold, but it doesn't always unfold like that, and especially in a game like this. And with a manager as such, with the weaponry he has on the bench, he can change it, he can change the shape, he can unhinge us, and Jose will be looking for all those solutions to what we're going to do. We have to kind of counteract that as we go, and hopefully we can.
Thank you.